And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of January, 2017. It was on this date, 1995, the most distant galaxy ever discovered to date was spotted from the Keck Observatory, which is up on Mauna Kea, a volcano on the island of Hawaii, the Big Island, at an altitude of almost 14,000 feet. Galaxy estimated to be 15 million light years from Earth. It's the birthday of Isaac Asimov, born 1920 in Petrovichy, Russia. Came to this country when he was just 3 years old. Became one of the big three in science fiction, Robert Heinlein, Arthur Clarke, and Isaac Asimov. His books, found in all 10 categories of the Dewey Decimal System, wrote, edited over 500 of them, many of them works of popular science. He was one of the most prolific writers of all time. It's the birthday of the cartoonist Linda Barry, born in Richland Center, Wisconsin, 1956, who writes the comic strip Ernie Pook's Comique, about a bespectacled, freckly third grader named Marlis Mullen, lives in a trailer park with her family. Marlis calls her world the Land of Marlis, also known as Butt Island, and she likes to hand out tickets from a book of grievances. She calls her galores of violation. She has a sister, Maybon, who smokes a brand of cigarettes called Don't, and a brother named Freddy, who grows mold in jars beneath his bed. Linda Barry's most recent book is Syllabus, Notes from an Accidental Professor. And it's the birthday of the playwright Christopher Durang, born Montclair, New Jersey, 1949, achieved his first big success with a play, Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All for You. Most recent work was Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. Here's a poem for today by Ellen Bass, Ode to the Fish. Nights, when I can't sleep, I listen to the sea lions barking from the rocks off the lighthouse. I look out the black window into the black night and think about fish stirring the oceans, muscular tuna, their lunge and thrash, churning the water, whipping up a squall, storm of hunger. Herring, cruising, river of silver in the sea, wide as a lit city. And all the small breaths, pulse of frilled jellyfish, thrust of squid, frenzy of krill, transparent skin glowing green with the glass shells of diatoms. Billions swarming up the water column each night, gliding down at dawn. They're the greased motor that powers the world, shipping heat to the Arctic, hauling cold to the tropics, currents unspooling around the globe. My room is so still, the bureau lifeless, and on it inert the paraphernalia of humans, keys, coins, shells that once rocked in the tides, opalescent abalone, pearl earrings. Only the clocks, sea-green numerals register small changes. And shadows the moon casts, fan of maple branches, tick across the room. But beyond the cliffs, a blue whale sounds and surfaces, cosmic ladle scooping the icy depths, an artery so wide I could swim through into its 1,000-pound heart. Ode to the Fish by Ellen Bass from her collection Like a Beggar, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, celebrating 50 years of support, advocacy, and community. Learn more at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.